Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Urgency of Obedience, Lessons from Jonah's Journal. And today's focus is obedience to God's commands is crucial. In a world that often champions personal freedom and self-direction, the biblical call to obedience emerges as a profound counterpoint. The story of Jonah is not just about a man and a giant fish. It's a dramatic portrayal of the struggle between human will and divine command. Jonah's initial flight from God's directive and his subsequent decision to obey vividly illustrates the transformative power of obedience. This narrative compels us to examine our response to God's commands, emphasizing that our obedience is not merely a duty, but a crucial act of trust in God's perfect wisdom and sovereignty. Our springboard for today's discussion is Jonah chapter 3, verse 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Now Jonah's journey to Nineveh is a compelling testament to the necessity of obedience in the life of a believer. His initial reluctance is a mirror reflecting on our own hesitations and fears. Yet, the outcome of Jonah's obedience, the salvation of Nineveh, underscores a pivotal truth. Our actions, in compliance with God's commands, can have a far-reaching effect beyond our understanding or expectations. This story challenges us to respond to God's voice with immediate action, highlighting that obedience is not just about avoiding negative consequences, but about actively participating in God's redemptive plans for the world. A two-minute focus training. Immediate response. Train yourself to respond immediately to God's prompts, even when it's inconvenient or daunting. Delayed obedience often becomes disobedience. Number two, recognize God's voice. Regularly invest time in scripture and prayer to become more attuned to recognizing God's voice. Knowing the shepherd's voice is the first step in following his directives. Number three, assess your willingness. Honestly assess your willingness to obey God in all areas of your life. Identify any areas of reluctance or disobedience and seek God's help in surrendering these areas to him. Number four, seek accountability. Share your commitments to obedience with a trusted spiritual mentor or a friend who can hold you accountable and provide wise counsel. Number five, reflect on the outcomes. Regularly reflect on the outcomes of your obedience, acknowledging the positive impacts that can reinforce your commitment and trust to obey God. Number six, embrace humility. Approach God's commands with humility, recognizing that his ways and thoughts are higher than ours. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. And number seven, practice obedience in small things. Develop the habit of obedience in small, everyday decisions. Faithfulness in little things cultivates a heart ready to obey in bigger matters. In conclusion, Jonah's experience teaches us that obedience is an integral part or an integral component of our faith. It's about aligning our desires with God's will and participating in his glorious redemptive work. As we choose to obey, let us do so with the understanding that our actions are not just our own spiritual growth, but in larger part, a divine narrative that we are privileged to be a part of. Call to action. This week, take steps of obedience that you have been delaying, whether it's making a difficult phone call, starting a ministry opportunity, or reconciling with someone. Take that step in faith, trusting that God's way is the best way. And today's question of the day, in one area of your life, where do you find it difficult to obey God? And what steps can you take to surrender that area to him? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the lessons you teach us through your word. Help us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Strengthen us to obey your commands promptly and fully. May our obedience be a testament to our trust in your sovereign will. Help us to be bold in our faith, steadfast in our commitment, and humble in our service as we walk in obedience to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as we move forward, let us keep the image of Jonah's journal in our minds, reminding us the profound impact on our obedience can have, not just in our lives, but on the world around us. Let's rise up and go to Nineveh, whatever that may be, with courage and conviction.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.